You ready?
Showtime.
On May 3rd, summer starts with the Fall Guy.
What are you doing later?
Let's drink a spicy margarita.
Make some bad decisions.
Yes!
Audiences are falling in love with the most entertaining film of the year.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy.
Fall Guy. That's what the poster said.
See Ryan Gosling and Emily Blunt in the movie critics say exists to make you happy.
Trying to make it out?
Nope.
Because I don't either. It's not what I'm into right now.
What are you into?
Talking.
Yeah.
The Fall Guy. Only in theaters May 3rd. Rated PG-13.
This is ESPN Radio's Barton Hahn Podcast.
Yeah, you definitely need that pink soap if that happens. Personal soap. I'm gonna have to cut my hair off to a bald if my hair.
I just love how they play that segment, and then you have to add that this is Barton Hahn, and everybody listening is going, "Yeah, what else would it be?"
You're welcome.
Yeah, right. That's the other part, right? You're welcome. But seriously, like, what else would it be?
Like, who else has that type of content?
Who is discussing things like that? Things like that, and things like the fact that you're in Beverly Hills.
Yeah.
And you've got water trickling behind you, which is, again, I'm getting urges. I don't even know why I'm getting urges right now. But every minute I have to get up, and I'm like, no, I don't have to pee. But why do I feel like I have to pee? It's because
it's
of that little.
Me.
It'd be calling me because of the little waterfall you have behind you. But I also was saying how you are in Beverly Hills. And one of our favorite movies that we love to quote is Beverly Hills Cop.
And I am
I feel
from
like
Detroit.
We need, you're from Detroit, which is what Axel Foley, he was from Detroit as the cop. And I'm like, man, we really need to have that kind of vibe going in the show today.
As soon as I landed, I tried to get thrown out of a window, but nobody would oblige me.
Just start all kinds of trouble. So I guess we're not getting, I guess, Axel F now.
There we go.
We are.
Now take that into the next segment. Take this to the next segment. Like this, this is like the background music.
I just like that. Just that right there. That could be a ringtone.
Yeah, man.
You know, do you have a ringtone anymore? Nobody has ringtones anymore, right?
Yeah. Like
everybody uses their
ringtones.
Phone
used to tell a lot about people.
It did.
I have a ringtone.
You still have a ringtone?
This dude, the youngest dude, and he got a ringtone.
Right. How do you have a ringtone? Don't you have your phone on vibrate?
I do, but. So mine is the Undertaker theme song.
Is it not Macarena? Macarena, Macarena,
it's
Macarena.
Definitely not Macarena. It's
Macarena.
It's just a voiceover of you saying Castillo.
Hey, speaking of fun guy, you know he's out in China, man. Like filming some. He was cooking for him and his uncle. He was cooking Chinese food.
Well, it's good to know. Is he working his way back? Is he gonna play? Like that'd be nice.
Well, he went out there for Mr. Miyagi to touch his knee.
Oh, when he does the...
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do that thing. Put that chi up in that thing.
Right. I have a ringtone, by the way.
Stosh is a ringtone. What is your ringtone?
Bon Jovi.
It is the song that you hear at the end of Episode 7 of Star Wars when Luke, they finally discover him up on the mountain.
That's not it.
Stosh is playing his ringtone. Somebody calling you now, Stosh?
Somebody called Renee. No.
the ending of The Force Awakens when they discover Luke on the island. That song is my ringtone.
Wow. That's very specific. That's very specific.
Yeah, that's very specific.
Very good music.
But you don't use, like, you don't put your phone on vibrate? Like, you legit, like, let it ring?
Mostly on vibrate. But when I have
it. People still do that?
When I have it up, that's what it is.
Yeah, okay. when I'm around people, I like to creep them out a little bit and keep the phone on loud so they can hear that theme song, the Undertaker theme song.
And that's what you do to creep them out?
Yeah, that's what I do. I did that to my mom once. She nearly beat me.
It's just
okay, bro.
Do you have a text tone?
Oh, wait. We
know what they're going to do. They're going to call the police on your ass.
We're going to get Barshadamas to show up here. You know what? I do need to summon Barshadamas right now.
Why do I have to pee?
Well, can you hold it for a moment, Barshadamas? Because I do have a quick question for you before I send you back.
Too late.
To your other dimension where we'll need you for football season. But because I have you here, I need to ask you, will Donovan Mitchell play for the Knicks this season?
Oh, 6 + 6. Oh, it's 12. Huh? I'm seeing.
You know what? I don't know.
2 6-foot guards in the backcourt. tall in Gotham. And it's LeBrick not the James. Size of the man in the fight, but the size of the fight in the man. Oh, yes. Donathan Mitchell has that dog. Oh, yes. The Knicks shall be exciting, but shall they prosper?
Oh. Go, New York! Go, New York! Go!
Bing bong!
Bing bong!
Bing bong! The Knicks shall no longer be a joke. They'll be climbing up the chimney for all the smoke. So it is said, so it shall be.
Who? The Jets?
We'll see you in October, Mighty Mouse.
Tua actually has probably one of the prettiest balls I've ever caught in my life, so.
Extra sauce for you two, Jack.
All right. Thank you, Bostradamus. We'll see you during football season.
I have to urinate. Oh, I wear Depends. Oh, no sense of smell on the dark side.
Phrasing?
Yes. Okay. Well, with that in mind, that has become a story in the NBA when with Kevin Durant and his status with the Nets sort of in limbo right now, it is sort of at a standstill, an impasse, because the Nets are realizing they're not. What do you mean what happened? Oh,
I just woke
welcome
up.
Back, Corey. Welcome back. No, we're back on the air. Oh. We're on the air.
Oh.
I don't know if you,
well, yeah. Oh, it's out here. It's 11:06, which means it's
yeah.
What time out there?
Well, here it's we're in the that's right. We're in hour number 3.
And hour number 3
and
is
hour
what?
Number 3 is
the power hour. 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 Yes.
Now we can start.
Yes, now we can start.
Right about that. Sorry about that.
The fans look for that. We can't change
it. It's my bad. We got caught up in Bostradamus and all this other stuff and talking about whatever it was we were just talking about. Meanwhile, so Kevin Durant and that, the Nets attempting to trade him because of the request that he made, is sort of at a standstill right now. For now, the Kyrie stuff is, as Woj this morning and also Tim Bontemps on Get Up this morning, I was on with them both, and they were both articulating really where that's at. And it sounds like the Nets won't move Kyrie before they move Kevin Durant because you don't want to have a situation where you trade Kyrie and then because Kevin doesn't want to stay, especially if Kyrie's not there, right? So there's still a scenario of maybe they start the season with both, which I said would be an epic disaster. Like and I think the teams know it. So they're going to eventually wait this out, and I do think the Nets will eventually try to find a deal that at least is palpable. They're never going to get full value for Kevin Durant. It's just not going to happen. But can they at least get a good deal and everybody can move forward feeling better about things? Maybe they can. But the other name that is now hanging over the NBA offseason, now that the summer league's over, is Donovan Mitchell. And Danny Ainge has now acknowledged, at least not publicly, but to sources, that he is now willing to start talking to teams about trading Donovan Mitchell. This is after trading Rudy Gobert to the Minnesota Timberwolves. They're breaking that team up. They want draft picks. So where are we at right now with a Mitchell trade that has a Knicks team very much involved and reportedly very close in conversations over the past week? Well, here's Woj this morning on Get Up.
Utah and New York talked last week, and I think the Jazz got a sense of what New York might be willing to do. And it's not just one particular deal. I think there's options, and it's almost like a sliding scale, that the more players you put in a deal, the less draft picks you want to give up. The more draft assets you put in a deal, you want to put less players in. If you're the Jazz, I want the players and I want the picks. Mm-hmm. That's where it starts. And so I think for the Jazz, they go out now around the league and see what else is out there for Donovan Mitchell, get a sense of what the market is, what teams are willing to do. And I do think the Knicks and the Jazz will re-engage here at some point.
All right, so if you're a Knicks fan, that's your optimism, that Woj, and who's as plugged in as anybody, in fact, more plugged in than anyone, he believes that they will re-engage. So it is not over, it is not dead, and both sides kind of know how far the other will go, okay? I do believe that, Bart, when it comes to a deal, the Knicks will be prepared and already are prepared to move as many as 6 draft picks. 6. Now, I say that with some of those picks having some restrictions to them, top 14, whatever. But there will be at least 3 unprotected. Like, just hand them off. They're yours. Right. There also may be a pick swap situation where if the better of the two, we can take that one, right? The picks are not the problem because the Knicks have 11 over the next, 8 years. They're not worried about the picks. What they're worried about is now gutting a bench that, for the Knicks last year, was very productive and good. And they don't want to have to give up a lot from their bench. Which means when you see reports of, they're going to want R.J. Barrett, and they're going to want Quickley and Toppin and Grimes. No, that I don't believe that's going to happen. I do think you're going to get a combination of Reddish and Toppin because you have to have some young players that you get in a deal. But then you need higher salary players to make up the match. And I think Evan Fournier, he might end up on another team for all I know.
Then
third team might have to get involved. Right.
Right.
So anyway, that's the scenario there. But let's just assume we live in a world where eventually this will happen. And he will become a Knick, and it's him. They already signed Jalen Brunson. I don't know what happens with Julius Randle, but right now he's there, and he was an all-star. R.J. Barrett, I don't expect to be in this trade because of the fact that he's got such a huge contract extension coming up by October. I don't know if the Jazz want to get involved in that. So if you have those players and then Mitchell Robinson, who they re-sign, that's your starting 5. Is that a team? I was asked this morning on Get Up. Is that a team that is a playoff team? And I said, what do you define playoff? Because if it's play-in, I can say definitively, they'll play in the play-in. But can they make the playoffs, meaning are they a top 8 team that will play in a series at the end of the season? I couldn't answer.
Yeah, that's a tough one to ask.
I got
to
be honest, I couldn't answer it.
Yeah, we're projecting.
The East is good.
We're projecting that they're going to be able to play with each other, one, right? And that, you know, Tibbs is going to be able to get them to be unselfish, and everybody's going to have to learn their defined roles.
Yep.
And we talk about, you know, them being smaller. The biggest comp that we've had, or the most recent comp that we've had, is C.J. McCollum and Dame Lillard, who went to the playoffs 8 straight years, I believe, as a dynamic duel. But, you know, only once did they really create some magic going there. And listen, I know everybody's going to say, well, Bart, you always bring up the Detroit Pistons, but I think that's a team that's going to have to be – you know, a scrappy team that played well. And if reports are true, maybe there. I know that we don't agree with what Bridges did, and, you know, it's grotesque, and we don't know what the suspension will be, and he has to go through due process. But if the reports are true that the Pistons are going to bring up a guy in like that, then that makes the Pistons formidable enough to be an 8th seed potentially. And
I don't see them as an 8th seed. I can name you 8 teams that are going to be better than everybody. We already know them. Brooklyn is the wild card because if they keep their guys, if they make a trade. You know, but you got to put them in the top 8 just right now. You obviously have Boston, who've been to the finals, and they're not going anywhere. In fact, they got better. You got Milwaukee, all right? I'm already 3 deep, okay? Yeah. Miami, that's 4, all right? Atlanta just added Dejounte Murray, that's 5. Chicago is 6. Toronto is 7. And who am I missing? Who was that last team that I've failed? The Cleveland Cavaliers.
Yeah, I love Cleveland, man.
Oh, yeah, I didn't even mention the Philadelphia 76ers. So, you know, like, there I am. I'm already that deep, and I haven't mentioned the Knicks yet when I consider their roster. So that's what you're contending with. You always say if you're gonna be in the top 8, somebody's got to drop out. I don't know yet, but will they be a team that could at least compete and be in that conversation and be a good team? Yes, they could. Now, I want you to listen to Kendrick Perkins, who's a friend of ours. He's a friend of the show. We love him. But here's what Perk had to say about Donovan Mitchell as a centerpiece for the Knicks.
I think he's a terrific player, but is he a number one option type guy? Is he a guy that could take your franchise to the NBA Finals and possibly win the championship? Hell No. And there's no disrespect to them. But just think about the Utah Jazz and why they got to this point where they had to break up the team, why they had to trade their three-time Defensive Player of the Year and Rudy Gobert. Okay? They had to trade them because guess what? It's time and time again we saw the Utah Jazz go into the regular season, have great success, and then what happened in the postseason? They failed.
I've got an answer for Perk, and I'll give you that, yeah. And we'll get to your calls on this after Bart tells all of us about Granger.
Granger? The ones who always get it done?
Yes. They're always there to help. They do. And they offer supplies and solutions.
For all the ones who get it done, yes. Granger's always there to help. Granger offers supplies and solutions for every industry, 24/7 support, free access to product specialists, and experienced staff at over 250 local branches. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facilities safe and your people even safer. Call clickgranger.com or just stop on by. Oh, this is like the perfect transition.
I do like this.
What you got for us, Alan?
Transition. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776 is the number. I mean, this is your song. Sorry.
Come on, Taggart.
Kendrick Perkins, you heard what he said. He said that he's not a centerpiece to a team that can win a championship. My response is, of course not. But you aren't going from 0 to 100. Like, you are adding a player who makes you better. You're adding an all-star guy. You're adding a guy that each and every night you could feel like this guy is going to give us an opportunity to compete. It's better than what you have. Then you build from there. So this is not about a player that, first of all, he's not a centerpiece. He's a piece.
Yes.
This is not like when they traded for Carmelo Anthony. In fact, when they traded for Carmelo Anthony, they already had Amari Stoudemire. Those were pieces they were trying to put together. They weren't able to get that third key piece, which would have been Chris Paul. They weren't able to do it, and that's the end of that. But it's not a trade. This is not a LeBron James trade. This is not a trade for a superstar that's going to turn your fortunes around. This is a trade for an all-star who makes you a better team. That's what this is. And then you go from there. RJ Barrett, can he develop into a player that can then make another all-star? Does Julius Randle find his game and become an all-star again? Or does he become somebody that eventually you have to move on from? Does Jalen Brunson become something? He's 25. Does he become something after a great playoff run, getting out from under the shadows of Luka Doncic? Can he become a different kind of player, an impact player? You don't know. But this is what you do. You improve your roster. You upgrade your talent.
Yeah.
And then you go from there. All right, what do we got? How can we make it better? That's what you do. You don't just sit in the treadmill saying, we're just going to wait forever for the superstar that makes us an instant contender. Because that doesn't exist. At least not for you with all the cap space you've had. KD told you no. How many times do you need LeBron and KD to tell you no before you say, we can't do it this way anymore?
I mean, and for me, though, you have to ask yourself, you know, is his ceiling Jalen Brunson? I mean, Jalen Brown, right? I mean, we're talking about a guy that averaged 25-4-5. Like,
how
about
he averages 28 a game in the playoffs in his career? So he has played big in the playoffs.
So that's what I don't understand when you say you can't build around him. And we always assuming that, you know, teams that win the championship has to have great players. Can he be Kyle Lowry? Yeah.
Well, I don't care about. You talk about another example of a small backcourt.
Yeah.
Fred VanVleet, Kyle Lowry had that workout.
Yeah. Yeah. I don't
care. I mean, they had Kawhi Leonard, but still.
Yeah. But what I'm saying is, I don't care if he's a superstar. I care, can he be a leader? Because that's what you need. A player of his caliber has to be a vocal leader. He has to set the tone. Can he have that Jimmy Butler, this is how we play ball? Can he commit and bite down on the defensive side of the ball? Because now they need him to be a better defensive player. And can he do that? That's what I'm more concerned with. I'm not concerned with – because not everybody has a superstar. Like we just talked about last year, I mean, like last week we were on air, about stars and superstars. Mm-hmm. And he may not be a superstar, but he's definitely a star.
Oh, right? Yeah.
We saw the effect that CJ McCollum had on the Pelicans.
He's a guy that you could see he'll have highlight reel moments. He's a New York guy. Like I think it makes a lot of sense on many levels. But I don't want people to think, oh, the Knicks think they're now a championship contender. No, but at least they went from being a team of we have to overachieve to be great to a team that, all right, well, this guy's really good. Like, they've got a really good player now. I want to grab this call here, Bart, because it's Wolf in Brooklyn, and this is a question I've gotten a lot from people over the last couple of weeks. Go ahead, Wolf.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, how you doing, good. Bart?
Good.
I was asking if these guys, KD, is still really hating on the Knicks that he wouldn't come, but you already answered that question. So I really don't have much else to say. I just thought maybe he would see, like, you know, them moving in a different direction, and then maybe
What's the question, though? Just ask the question.
Oh, KD to New
York? Oh, the question was, is KD still, like really hating on the Knicks that much that he wouldn't come to us? All the leverage, we got the picks, we got the collateral. Like, wouldn't the next Nets make a look, or KD would just veto it?
Well, here's the easy answer for you, Wolf, is this. There's no way anyone in the Brooklyn Nets would want to trade KD to the Knicks, right? There is zero interest in them wanting to do that, mainly because you're trading him to a team that already dominates you in this city, right? Like, it would destroy you. So you don't, it doesn't matter how many picks I'm going to get, it's not worth it to Brooklyn to do that. So that conversation might have lasted if they even had, if let's put it this way, if Leon Rose called Sean Marks and said, hey, so you're trading KD, I got all these draft picks, how many do you want? I'll take them. That conversation probably lasted, if they had it, 20 seconds. Because if you're Sean Marks, you say, no, I can't do that. I can't trade him there. That's like, again, Brian Cashman, like if the Mets called the Yankees for Aaron Judge at the trade deadline. Well, if you guys don't want to pay him, we will. How about we trade? Brian Cashman, like, no, I don't think so. Like, that's not happening. So that's the reality of it, unfortunately, because you're right. It'd be amazing to wrong the right and go play at the Garden like a player like KD should have that kind of stage. That's all I'm saying on that one, Bart. Bart, I can't even imagine trading a player of that caliber to a team in your own market. Like,
and
it's hard
to hear, see him in the
Lakers trade LeBron to the Clippers. Like, not gonna happen.
Yeah.
You know, but that's the reality of that.
For
situation.
Reggie Jackson and some picks.
A lot of people want to talk about this. We will continue with your calls coming up next. It is Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Hi, this is ESPN's Mike Greenberg, and ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sports book of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me. From the upcoming draft, the playoff intensity, and finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today, and new users get $100 in bonus bets for making any sports book bet. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
10 seconds on the clock. How many things can you name that are always growing? Your relationships, your skills, your customer base. How about businesses on Shopify? Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/network, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/network now to grow your business. No matter what stage you're in, shopify.com/network.
Yeah. Y'all hear us listen, y'all. Yeah.
This is by request. Bart wanted this.
Because it's perfect, because we come to do a show for our listeners, baby. And we want them to clap their hands. We want them to be excited. We like a street show. You know what I'm saying, Alan? We a street show. You know what I'm saying? We telling everybody, gather around. We got the bucket right here. You know what I'm saying? All donations is great. You know what I'm saying? Take everything out of your pockets. Throw them up in the air. Everything that stays in the air belongs to God. Everything that hits the ground belongs to us. Yeah, you just got that.
Just laugh at the scene in Revenge of the Nerds was just
as he has his Michael Jackson jacket on.
Yeah, the whole thing. Oh, the 80s, a different world. Spartan Hahn, Alan Hahn, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance, here to help you score big savings. To see how much you can save on auto insurance, visit Progressive.com. ESPN.com. We got your calls, 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We also, as we were talking about ringtones, for some odd reason earlier in the show, Stosh still has one. In fact, he informs us. He also has a text tone. He put a lot of time into this.
Wasn't that much time, actually.
That's a lot of time.
Kind of knew what I
wanted.
Is it
like a shop you go to? Is it a shop you go to be able to buy the ringtone?
I have one, too.
Like yeah, probably. Store? I
don't Renee know. Is the oldest young guy on the show.
Yeah. He got Macarena. I bet you he still has one of those things that he clips his keys to his belt loop.
No, I have a keychain. I have like the,
you definitely have a retractable keychain.
No, I do not. No.
No, there's definitely
He's
that.
Like, oh,
no,
that exists.
If I had a ringtone, I would probably be there.
Bing bong.
I'm thinking that would be my ringtone.
And it just gets faster and faster. If
it's
you don't
louder
pick it up.
And louder. Right, if you don't pick it up.
Bing
it
bong, damn it, you hear it.
This is Bart's.
Everything is awesome.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yo, for real, son. I love that Lego movie, man.
And the text tone would be can't wait.
No, well, the text tone would be. I mean, that's your text.
Everything
but
is
we
awesome.
But we got tweets on this. A lot of people apparently still have these. So Max said he still has a ringtone. It's the NBA. It's the NBA on NBC theme song. Remember that old one from the 90s? I like that. That's pretty cool.
Yes,
that's a good one. Yes, right, exactly, right. On a balmy Sunday afternoon in Los Angeles, Kyle said, "I've got two ringtones: Boba Fett theme. I like that." And then for my wife, the Imperial Death March.
Oh, that means she.
Kyle, what are we doing?
List. That's the honeydew list.
I mean, what are we doing?
That'll
when
get
she
you in
calls,
trouble.
That's what she. That's going to get you in trouble.
Like, oh damn, you left the toilet seat down for the third time this week.
So, like, Bart, shouldn't if it's your wife, shouldn't it be like my Sharia more? La 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 la. Like
could
something
you
pretty.
Be? The
yeah, there you
most
go.
Beautiful girl in the world.
Something like that, right? Like, that's what you want. If she hears that, you're in trouble.
But why would she hear it if she's around you? She shouldn't hear it because she shouldn't be calling you.
What if she's trying to find her phone? Or find you're trying to find your phone. You're like, hey, call
she's
my
like,
phone.
Call my, she's like, call my phone. Oh, yeah.
Mm. Yeah, that would be bad.
Yeah, ain't
why is it Imperial Death March? 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. We got the home run derby tonight, baseball. Pete Alonso trying to win it for the third time. We'll discuss
New
that.
New York's captain.
And more coming up in a little bit. We got a lot of calls on this Donovan Mitchell situation, which has got a lot of people with different opinions about this. Steve in New York's been waiting a bit. Steve, how you doing?
What's going on?
How are you?
Yeah, first of all, the Madden ratings you guys brought up, no one should ever be a 99 who's a wide receiver in today's game unless your name's Jerry Rice, Randy Moss, or Terrell Owens. So that's ridiculous. And you know five of those points was because Aaron Rodgers was his quarterback. So, you know, we'll see next year how he does.
Yeah, it's true.
Okay, so about Donovan Mitchell. Look, you're adding Jalen Brunson and Donovan Mitchell, and you have Derrick Rose as now a chance to be a sixth man. Remember, Derrick Rose was probably your best guard last year. So
I agree.
That gives you a lot of depth. Yep. So that gives you a ton of depth, you know, on the team and shooting and guards win. But here's the thing no one brings up that scares me about Donovan Mitchell. Dude's had a concussion history, for, I don't know what, since high school, I think. And he had a really major one, I think, either last year or the year before that put him out for a while. And he's one away from just being forced to have, like, you know, like Eric Lindros, he's going to be forced to hang it up.
Well,
so I don't know if I'm willing to trade six picks for that.
Yeah, I mean, I know I get what you're bringing up. You're right, and that has been a little bit of an issue for him. It was recently, but you mentioned Eric Lindros. I mean, Eric Lindros played for the Philadelphia Flyers in the late '90s. He had a lot of concussions. He was a big guy.
When they hit you on purpose,
and they would And I mean, Scott Stevens lined him up in a playoff game. I covered that playoff game. In the conference finals, lined him up, and I mean buried him. It was unbelievable. Like, that was such a big hit. It is a freak accident in the NBA when you get a concussion. So, you know, I wouldn't even want to put that out there that that's something to, you know, I don't know, be
worried
about.
And plus, it's going
to
be risk involved every decision that you make.
Right.
They wouldn't be available if it wasn't some flaws in them as a player or the organization which they're leaving. So you got to assume some risk, right? You know, the greater the risk, the greater reward.
Well, yeah, but the concussion thing is not really front of my mind, no pun intended.
Yeah, not
Michael
at all.
Michael is in Jersey. Michael.
Hey, good afternoon, gentlemen.
What's happening?
Well, thank God you didn't play the pee and dropping the pants and the nine-year-old again for the third time. So I'm very happy about that. So
you thought twice was enough? Okay.
Yeah, twice was more than enough. I was hoping I could get in before the second one, but clearly.
Yeah, we do sequels. We don't do trilogies. So. Trilogies is like just pushing it.
Yeah, that's right. Okay, so I remember Walt Frazier, Earl Monroe, mm-hmm. Willis Reed, Bill Bradley, Dave DeBuscher. You made me laugh when you said about the road less. What did you say? The road less traveled or the road of least resistance? And
yeah,
that person was Patrick Ewing. That person was Patrick Ewing in the 90s, and we see where that got denixed. But yet, it was done through the draft. And what I just don't understand is, why is Donovan Mitchell going to be the savior of this franchise?
He's not.
This franchise has – let me just – hold on one sec. Mm-hmm. Franchise has 11 picks.
Right.
You have people who are still in high school who could be playing for the Knicks in 2 or 3 years. Why do the Knicks need to lock? They already locked themselves up with Jalen Brunson and threw $100 million at him, which for the life of me, I don't understand.
Got to overpay if you're the Knicks. Well, just, that, nobody's going to fall to you.
Let me just address a couple of things. The first thing is, that is one way to go. But I understand, Michael, you're 3 years into this. You have all these draft picks. You won't be the one making those draft picks if your team continues to be where they were last year, which is – under 500 and out of the playoffs. Those picks will be picked by someone else. So the reality is there's an urgency with this front office to get something done with a player who can help you advance the cause now rather than later. That's just a reality of business. That's one. What was the other? There was something else now that I've completely slipped my mind. The savior thing. It's not about being a savior. That's not what this is about. This is about just getting
a
better player. Like Jalen Brunson. You don't have a point guard. You haven't had a point guard. You need a point guard, and he was available on the market, and you had the inroads to be able to get him. That's it. So you got a player that filled a need that you had, which is at the point guard position. So you have it now. Is it the best point guard in the league? Is it a top 10? No. But is it better than anything you've had recently? Absolutely.
Okay. Can he be Michael Conley? Like who was a great leader when you think about those
defensive guy, but it's the point is like but I understand Michael's frustration. You can hear the frustration in Michael's voice.
I
appreciate the call. It's because it's this fear that this won't be good enough, so I'd rather wait on let me make all these picks and hope one of them pans out. But you gotta understand
how's that
in this business, you are not making that pick. Someone else is. You will lose your job. That's just reality. All right, we got a break here.
How's that worked out for them?
We got a break here. 888-SAY-ESPN, 888-729-3776. It's a good question, certainly, for you to ask. We can answer it on the other side. Bart and Hahn, ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Bart and Hahn.
Tired of ads interrupting your favorite sports podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music, included with your Prime membership. Amazon Music offers the most ad-free top podcasts. Enjoy shows like First Take, Pardon the Interruption, and The Low Post, available ad-free and uninterrupted. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app or go to amazon.com/ESPN pods. That's amazon.com/ESPN pods to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Oh, I love our vibe today, man.
Come on now. Look at the B.
What you hear is not a test. I'm a rockin' dude.
Now, we also know the CB4 version of this.
Straight out of Low Cash, a young named Gusto.
No, when they covered this.
Sweat off my...
At the end of the movie. Come on.
What? I missed out. Is it sweat off
my... Oh, No. It's this.
Oh, okay.
You didn't know that they covered this on CB4?
I always turned it off before then. Because, you know, I used to have to take my video back. Because back then when I was watching CB4, I was watching that Blockbuster. You know what I'm saying? You just go, for kids, all you guys out there, Blockbuster was the place. Yeah, a place you had it. If it ain't rewind, yeah. Then listen, how you going to charge me because all you got to do is put it in the VCR and push rewind? Like, even if somebody rents it, they can see that the movie's on the end. It ain't like they're going to be able to see the movie rewinding. Like, oh, man, I know what happened. I ain't moved too fast.
Oh, my God.
Shout out to Blockbuster, man. Like, they got out right before it started, man. Remember when Redbox first came out?
Yeah.
And then I was like, man, this ain't going to keep up. Ain't nobody going to be going to McDonald's and renting no stuff. And then, look, just imagine CDs, the stuff that was commonplace for us.
DVDs yes. Now. It's
like, VCR is equivalent to when we were young and our parents had 8-tracks. If one
VCR
of our kids saw
as long as the 8-track, you think?
If one of our kids, thank God that it's no more VCRs out, because some of those tapes that, you know, parents made that were special tapes, you know what I'm saying, the kids have no way to ever play it. To figure out what their parents was doing.
Here's the other problem. Yeah, but even if you had like some of those special tapes, what are you going to do? They're like, oh, give us your VHS tapes. We'll convert them to DVD. I'm like, yeah, nah, I'm not going to give you that one.
Yeah, exactly. First of all,
don't really.
It's going
to hang on to it.
It's tape floating around. I was like, uh-oh, I don't know where it's at. Like,
you?
Yeah. Like, thank God nobody knows where it is.
Like, it just it can't be played?
We all had a tripod back in the day. Come on, Alan. We grown ups. You put the camcorder on there, you know what I'm saying? Do your own movie, you know what I'm saying? We're actors trying to act.
Are we? And and it's so long ago it was on a VHS?
Yeah, and now
was it a camcorder? Did you have to
mount
the camcorder?
No, it wasn't a shoulder.
Like
it wasn't a shoulder.
Big JVC shoulder.
No, yeah. It wasn't that one.
It wasn't
not
that
far
long
off,
ago.
Though. Yeah, it was lightweight. It's
but,
like early 2000s.
Did you have any like Zach Wilson tendencies?
Yeah. I my sister's friends, yeah, maybe. Yeah. My mom's friends, come on, man. I can't. All my mom's friends had old names like Ethel. Like, you can tell my mom's friends, like, they got some old ass names. Like, man, you were born before like voting was even legal. Ethel. Bertha.
Like in 10 seconds.
Hey, Bertha.
Bart and Han.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Spartan Hunt, Alan Hunt, Bart Scott, ESPN Radio. We are presented by Progressive Insurance. Let's do a little Can't Wait.
Ooh.
Brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. I imagine tonight, Bart, with the home run derby as part of the viewing schedule tonight on television, 8 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio. Is that something you can't wait to see? A little Pete Alonso going for the three, Pete?
Going for the turkey, man. In bowling, we call that turkey. And when I see Pete Alonso, I see a great bowler. I bet he's a great bowler. I bet he has the rosin, the towel, all the stuff, man, to be a great bowler, man. And I think he's going for the turkey. And I think he gets it, because one thing we know about Pete Alonso is he is a gamer. But we also know that he is a showman. And I think he understands the responsibility. I know he may not ever be the face of baseball, but he's going to be one of the most lovable characters. I think he can be like Big Poppy, where everybody kind of likes him, because you can't say a bad word about him. But he's a great personality. He doesn't take himself too seriously, but he is not afraid to step out there on the ledge and speak up for what he believes is right. We talk about his cleats. We talk about some of the statements that he's made. He is great for the game. And I think baseball needs to lean on characters like him, on players like him, to really push out this braggadocious society that we live in. I don't understand why they want the baseball players to be do your job, but they don't want – but society is all braggadocious. Instagram, braggadocious. People showing you fake lives of themselves. And a lot of these guys to be, you know, themselves.
I think
and have personality.
I think in the sport you're seeing a lot more personality.
But I'm just saying,
before.
I'm saying,
the home run
converted effort.
Yeah, but the home run derby is actually the one place where it feels like more and more like it's becoming a show and a showcase. Do you want to say that Jeff Passan did this thing with Pete Alonso, 10-step plan to winning the home run derby? Since what he's trying to do now is match Ken Griffey Jr. To be a three-peat champion.
Great personality.
He won
it in
94, 98, 99. So he has a chance to go three straight, which would be impressive, which a lot of guys don't end up coming back because it does wear you out. He loves it. So rule one, which is an obvious one, Bart, hydrate like crazy, right? Hydrate.
The right way. Hydrate, not drink.
Rule two. Yes. Rule two, get moral support. Like, have your friends around. Have people around. Have that kind of encouragement around. Rule three, the opponent doesn't matter. Meaning, who are you going up against? Who cares, right? Yeah. What are they doing? Who cares? Do it for you. Rule four, find the right pitcher. Now, that's the most important part of it,
Gerrit Cole?
You get somebody.
Home run.
If you're Devers, maybe you want to have but having the right guy, obviously, to throw it to you. Rule five, know your zone. That's also big as well. Just take the pitches in your area. Don't chase anything. Rule six, stick to your swing. Don't change anything you do. He said, just like I'm playing in a game, game-like swings. That's it. Rule seven, use your timeout smartly. When you want to take that break, a little rest. Mm-hmm. You know, like that's what you're looking for. So those are the most important things to focus on. Rule eight, let your emotions out. Of course, right? Get caught up in it. It's exciting. Yeah. Let the adrenaline flow. I like rule nine, hit tanks. He's like, listen, I know it's a home run derby, but hit some bombs, man. Reach like the parking lot if you can. Yeah.
My name is Pete, and last but not least,
And last but not least, rule 10, have a blast. Have fun. I'm there to win, he said. That's what it's about. So he wants to have a blast. I thought it's just cool just to see how into it he is. It's a good showcase for baseball. And it is on tonight on ESPN, 8 p.m. Eastern, for all of us to enjoy. Mike Trout won't be in it. He's hurt, but he already said he wouldn't be in it. And Aaron Judge, who's the home run king of baseball right now, won't be in it either. But at least we get Alonso and company in this. So it should be fun.
I wish one day we had like Clash of the Titans where they bring all the recent winners back if they're different and put a hell of a pot in there because you know if they're home run leaders and they're still back in their all-stars, they won't do it. And Aaron Judge understands what happened last time he hit, he played and he really went through a major slump. So I think that's more in his head. But it doesn't affect everybody. And Pete Alonso bucked the system.
Well, don't forget, after the home run derby, the captain, Derek Jeter docuseries, 10 p.m. Eastern, ESPN, ESPN+. Bart, I'll see you tomorrow.
I'll holla.
Thanks for listening to the Bart and Hahn podcast. You can listen live to Bart and Hahn weekdays at noon Eastern on ESPN Radio or stream the video of the show on ESPN+. Bart and Hahn, the podcast.